This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Betty, we know that October milk production was down 0.5% in the U.S. and is down in other milk-producing parts of the world. What about dairy demand? What was the takeaway message from USDA's October supply and utilization report?
Results were mixed. There certainly were some bright spots in the supply and utilization report. For example, total cheese utilization was up 0.8%. 1.246 billion pounds disappeared, and that really was led on stronger domestic consumption. Really bolstering that number was the other cheese consumption. So other cheese would be things not American cheese. And when we look at domestic consumption of other cheeses and even the exports of other cheeses, that was up as well. So that really helped to pull the total cheese consumption number up.
Tuesday.
There's a few phrases with dealing with difficult people. And one of them is, I know you would want to hear this. If you're a manager, you're going to say it all the time. I know you would want to hear this. It allows me to bring up anything, even difficult things. When it comes to dealing with difficult people, I'm assuming that you have a position of authority. And I don't mean a hammer authority. I mean somebody that has your back. To me, that's what a good leader does. A good leader cannot do your job. A good leader ignites, equips, and encourages you to do your job, which means I must be seen as your greatest resource. Everybody's doing their job, except for the person that is kind of running the management of all of that. That's my job. It's to make sure that you are equipped, that you are ignited, and that you know that you're doing things well, which means I need to be your greatest resource. And part of being your greatest resource is, I promise you, I will tell you when you're on and I will tell you when you're off.
On today's Wellness Wednesday, we winterproof our ventilation system with Courtney Halbach, outreach specialist with the Dairyland Initiative.
Between 40 and 70 degrees, where cows, they're in their thermal comfort zone. They don't need to expand extra energy to keep warm or keep cool. We have plenty of days where we're outside of that, either in heat stress, but for us, we're coming up on that cold stress. You know, cows are more cool tolerant than they are heat tolerant. So we don't see as many detrimental effects. And our calves, though, they're a little bit more affected. So that newborn calf, right when she hits the ground and for the first month, her lower critical temperature zone is from that 50 to 78 degrees.
Thursday.
Well, in keeping with the Christmas theme, since it's only a few days away now, Bill, a couple of the biggest things that National Milk has been engaged with, the presents aren't quite done yet. In the case of the Farm Bill, we were hoping that one would be signed, sealed, and delivered and a shiny bow on it and something we could unwrap here at the end of 2023. But that didn't happen. And so what did happen was that Congress kicked the can down the road about 10 months into 2024.
There's another big package that dairy farmers and the dairy industry cannot quite open yet, and that's the new milk pricing system.
Yes, so that was one where we knew it wasn't going to be done and it wasn't going to have that shiny bow put on it here at the end of 2023. But we've made a lot of progress as an industry in coming to terms with how the milk pricing system should change. There were thousands of pages of transcripts based on the witness testimony of probably at least 100 different witnesses starting this summer in Indiana. That process will commence again in the middle of January, Bill, and then it will wrap up here in the middle of the winter, and then USDA will come up with some recommendations.
Feed Form Friday.
Winter is here, and for dairy cows, this is important because the dairy cow wants to maintain a body temperature of 101 degrees, and as a result, we have to try to use energy if it gets colder than that. Of course, in the summer, it's just the reverse. The critical temperature, unlike a young calf or a cow, is about 18 degrees Fahrenheit, which means once we get below that temperature, now we have to expend energy to stay warm. And the guideline is for every 1 degree drop below 18 degrees Fahrenheit, that will increase the energy requirement by 1%, and that would be the maintenance requirement. So you can see that when it gets really cold, this number can really go up.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.